Welcome back to the Tiger Rag Radio Extra Podcast, the Championship Series edition of the College World Series. LSU and Coastal Carolina, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Glenn, you called this the last time a week ago. You had LSU and Coastal Carolina playing each other in the Championship Series. This Coastal Carolina team, I know people will say, hey, they're just a Sun Belt team, but they've won 26 in a row. They got three really good pitchers. They got the lowest ERA, second lowest ERA in the country, pitching-wise.
Right.
And they figure out ways offensively. Just they're very much like LSU. They're not a team that's got a ton of power. I think, you know, when we had Dave Schultz on, who is the host of the Sun Belt podcast, he says they don't have that dominant home run guy like LSU has with Jared Jones, but they just have guys to continually put pressure on you offensively. And I think the key for LSU is try to limit the walks. Don't hit them. I mean, they lead the country in hit batsmen, and I'm interested to see how good this Coastal Carolina offense can be against the likes of Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson.
Well, LSU has a much more powerful team home run wise than Coastal Carolina. LSU has 103 home runs, and Coastal Carolina just has 66. So this is really a small ball team. Coastal Carolina is number two in the nation in ERA at 3.20. LSU is number nine at 3.80. Coastal Carolina is way up there in stolen bases. They got like 107. You know, LSU's only got 61. But this is, you know, Jay Johnson likes to play small ball. You know, that's his West Coast background. And this is the kind of game that kind of falls right into him. He's going to be into this. You know, he's probably going to be working on his bunt defenses and God knows what. But, the good thing for LSU is Coastal is mainly right-handed pitchers. They got a couple of lefties, but they're mainly right-handers. And, boy, they got an ace, man. Jacob Morrison, he's 12-0, 2.08 ERA, 102 strikeouts. And they got a real closer in Ryan Lynch, another right-hander. He's got like 10 saves. He has a 0.58 ERA. So these guys can pitch, man. This is going to be, you know, on paper, it looks like some real low-scoring games.
So what do we think it's going to come down to for LSU to win its eighth national championship and second in 4 years under Jay Johnson?
Well, I think, you know, LSU is going to have to be flawless on defense. They're going to, you know, walks will be multiplied in this series. And LSU has cut down on the walks in recent weeks, but they can't get into that stuff, and they can't hit batters, you know, and they're just going to have to play real clean, because that's how you win low scoring games. And I think that's what they're going to need to do. And I think LSU, you know, they'll probably get more home runs over the three games or two games than Coastal. But I mean, it's a great matchup. They're both really pitching strong. They have pitching depth. So it's going to be close.
Call me superstitious or call me just an idiot or whatever you want to call me, but I think having 26 wins going into a three-game final series for the World Championship of College Baseball is a disadvantage, not an advantage.
Well, I would say it's an advantage because it helps with confidence. I mean, everybody thinks LSU is extremely confident, and I agree, but Coastal's really confident too, but I'll say this: Coastal hasn't been in many close games. I mean, they didn't have a close game in Omaha yet, whereas LSU's used to a lot of these one run games and just knuckle biters, you know. So they might have a little more experience there, and you know, LSU probably is more talented, you know. But it's a classic matchup.
Would either of you guys, who would you take if it was your choice to open game one of this series? Would it be Cade Anderson or would it be Jacob Morrison?
I'm going with Cade Anderson. I mean, there was just a mock draft ESPN put up, and they got Cade Anderson as the number one overall pick. So I'm going with Cade Anderson, and he has already shown that he can pitch, and when you need him to give you a great outing, he's, you know, 9 out of 10 times he's going to give you a great outing.
Yeah, and he's going against better teams too. I mean, he's a little more battle tested than Jacob, I would say, since he's been through the SEC. But you know, gosh, Jacob Morrison is a stud too. You know, I thought you were going to ask who you go with, Cade Anderson or Anthony Eisen. I thought where you were going, but everything just shapes up perfect for LSU and for Coastal Carolina. I mean, they got rest for Jacob Morrison. LSU got Cade Anderson, his exact normal rest. Anthony Ianson is actually going to be more rested because he only threw, you know, 49 pitches in his start.
Well, that's a good question. Do you think there is a question in Jay's mind about who to start on game one?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Not at all. And I think Ianson will start game two. And I think you'll have, depending on how it goes, you may have Kaysen available in each game. But then, you know, with the wrinkle of saving him for a possible game three start.
Well, we asked this question, one final question. We asked this question in the last podcast about who could be a difference maker. Now that we've seen some games played out, who do you think has got to be the difference maker? We'll start with you, Glenn.
Well, you know, LSU's had a handful of difference makers as the season's going on. I mean, look at Luis Hernandez. Who would have predicted that he would be the guy last night, you know? You could predict Jared Jones because he's done that quite a few times. Derek Curiel has been steady. Ethan Frye. I think LSU is going to continue to hit through most of the lineup, not all of the lineup, but they seem to get, you know, 5 or 6 guys and only have 1 or 2 struggling. You know, like Braswell is struggling right now big time. Daniel Dickinson was struggling for a while. Chris Stanfield looked at a strike right down the middle, and then Jake Brown comes in and gets the pinch hit. You know, I would say it's going to be the usual suspects: Jake Brown, Jared Jones, Luis Hernandez, and Ethan Frye, and Derek Curiel, and Stephen Milam. That's a lot of guys.
Yeah, why don't you just say LSU? LSU's the next.
Well, yeah. Well, that's how they play. That's how they've been doing it, and. You know, and the thing is, Jared Jones struck out 5 times Saturday. They still won 4-1. So their guys can disappear here and there, and then somebody else steps up. It's really amazing.
My X factor is Jay Johnson.
Mm. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I just think that he's more in tune with these tight, big, dramatic, potentially games. And Kevin Schnall is not accustomed to that, and I think Jay's more on top of it. And I think if it's close like we expect it to be, Jay Johnson is LSU's X factor.
All right. My
good point is Kevin's in his first season, too, with Coastal Carolina. So
last week I had two. I had Josh Pearson, and he may be limited in this championship series because – Coastal is still right-handed heavy, so we might not see him. I mean, we're going to see Jake Brown over Josh Pearson. So I think Jake Brown seems just dialed in right now. He just absolutely seems dialed in, and he's been torching right-handed pitching. So I think he can have a really big championship series. And then the other guy I had going into it was Zach Cowan. And I think I asked this question because everything that happened last night, people will remember, but what gets lost into it is the great start that Zach Cowan gave him. And that LSU would not have been in that position to win that game if he went out there and gave up 4 or 5 runs in the first few innings. I don't know if LSU was able to come back at that point, but he was terrific. Since I don't know how much of an impact he'll have here, you know, I think we still have one more magic moment from Kaysen Evans coming in this championship series. So, look for him to be pretty good. Well, that's going to do it for our Tiger Rag Radio Extra podcast. For Glenn Gilbo out in Omaha, and you can continue to read all his stuff at TigerRag.com. Todd Horn, the executive editor. for Tiger Rag Magazine, I'm Jeff Palermo. Enjoy the championship series, and we'll be back with you again here soon on the Tiger Rag Radio Extra Podcast.